This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And of course, our producer is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
There you go. It is 12:03, coming up to 12:04 on this Monday, the 18th of November, 2019. Got a question for you guys today. At what age do you intend to retire? And also, what does retirement actually mean to you? The reason we're talking about this is we have a news piece about a Japanese doctor. He studied longevity. He lived to the age of 105, so clearly he studied well. He didn't retire until the age of 100. Right? So for some of
us... Beat that, Mahathir.
Beat that, all right. Speaking of which, we actually have a little clip. Let's just play that clip right now.
What advice can you give to all of us? How do we stay focused? How do we stay fit?
When you reach retirement age, keep on working. First time I became Prime Minister, it was at the age of 56. That's the age of retirement. I was just beginning. And now I don't have to tell you about what my age is.
Well, there you go. We'll play that clip again, of course, a little bit later on if you haven't heard it already. He's getting on a little bit, isn't he? But he's quite happy to keep working. Now, that is our lead story of the day. At what age do you intend to retire, and what does retirement actually mean to you? That's the question. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Now, on a related note, we have a story about how supporting your adult children will ruin any of those retirement plans that you might have had. So keep that in mind. And then wrapping up with the tech CEO who gave up his smartphone for a year. I wonder how well that went. Let us know. Again, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We've already got some feedback. We're at BFM Radio. So this guy, Dr. Shigeaki Hinohara, he's credited with building the foundations of Japanese medicine and helping make Japan the world leader in longevity, often practiced what he preached. He's a physician, was a physician, chairman emeritus of St. Luke's International University, honorary president of St. Luke's International Hospital. He recommended several basic guidelines for living a long, healthy life in an interview not too long ago with a Japanese Times journalist. And amongst them was, and this was his key takeaway, don't retire. And if you must, retire much later than 65. In the interview, he explained that the retirement age in Japan was set at 65 years old, back when the average life expectancy was 68. That seems a little unfair, doesn't it? You spend all your life working to 65 and then pop your clogs at 68. Mm-hmm. Now, people obviously are living much longer. The average life expectancy in Japan as of 2015 was almost 84 years old. And so they should be retiring much later in life too. Until a few months before his death on July the 18th in Tokyo, he continued to treat patients, kept an appointment book with space for 5 more years, and worked up to 18 hours a day at 105. He believed that life is all about contribution, so he held this incredible drive to help people, to wake up early in the morning and do something wonderful for people. This is what kept driving him and what kept him living. He always had today's goals, tomorrow's goals, and the next 5 years' goals. Oof. So here's a couple of other guidelines he had. Worry less about eating well or getting sleep and have fun. Here's a quote. We all remember how as children when we were having fun, we often forgot to eat or sleep. I believe that we can keep that attitude as adults too. It's best not to tire the body with too many rules such as lunchtime and bedtime. If you want to live long, don't be overweight. For breakfast, I drink coffee, a glass of milk, and some orange juice with a tablespoon of olive oil in it. Olive oil is great for the arteries and keeps my skin healthy. Lunch is milk and a few cookies, or nothing when I'm too busy to eat. I never get hungry because I focus on my work. Dinner is veggies, a bit of fish and rice, and twice a week, 100 grams of lean meat. Don't blindly follow what your doctor says. When a doctor recommends you take a test or have some surgery, ask whether the doctor would suggest that his or her spouse or children go through such a procedure. Contrary to popular belief, doctors don't cure everyone. So why cause unnecessary pain with surgery? I think music and animal therapy can help more than most doctors imagine. To conquer pain, have fun. Pain is mysterious, and having fun is the best way to forget it. If a child has toothache and you start playing a game together, he or she immediately forgets the pain. Mm. Hospitals must cater to the basic needs of patients. We all want to have fun. At St. Luke's, we have music and animal therapies and art classes. And always take the stairs and carry your own belongings. I take two stairs at a time to get my muscles moving. This is a guy at 100 years old dishing out the advice. Now, we can't all be as long-lived as Dr. Hinohara, I suspect. But I think he sets out some interesting points there. I mean, and these are things that we've talked about, not just on the show, but in general. You know, stay healthy, have a decent diet, keep your mind active. And I've seen people who have worked very, very hard all their life to get to that point of 65, retire to do nothing, and they have just declined.
Yeah.
You know, they've stopped doing anything. Their mental health has disappeared. Their physical health has disappeared. And they just kind of wilt away. Right.
I think, like, even just a personal story, my dad, you know, I mean, it was like he retired at 53. And the moment he knew I graduated, it was like his purpose, me being the youngest, like his work is done.
Right.
And a month after that, he fell ill and never saw past 60. Right. And it's like, you know, like, the you know, so it's, I think it's not even about money when you're talking about retirement, it's about purpose.
Yeah.
Right. When you lost that purpose, then it's sort of like, you know, you forget.
Yeah, your direction is gone.
This doctor just amazes me because, you know, I like what he said about, you know, focus on fun, you know, focus on having fun. Don't worry about eating and sleeping. I eat and sleep for fun, actually.
Yeah, so, I know. So that was a tough one. That's a tough one, the food thing. But we know we don't need as much food, really. But you know, like his diet, like, sounds like a you know, cookies and milk.
Right.
Yeah, like cookies and milk for lunch. Sounds good, actually. Mm. But it's one of the things that our Prime Minister has also suggested. You know, I think he's famous for telling everyone at press conferences, you know, when the food starts to taste good, that's when you have to stop eating. So, wow.
Which is the opposite of what all of us want to do.
All of us, exactly, right? Exactly.
You know, more to the point, though, the discussion about what retirement means, I think that's an interesting idea. You know, when we're kind of growing up, the idea of retirement and how I saw my grandparents and anybody that had retired, it was that age where you no longer go to an office or a factory or whatever, and you no longer worked for somebody else. You had all of this free time to play around in your garden and play with your grandkids. And that, for me, was what retirement meant. It was, you know, doing nothing, I guess, and just be free to do whatever you wanted to do. I think that's changed a lot over the last few years. And I think, like you say, Frieda, it's that sense of purpose, which I think retirement for a lot of people, especially living here in Asia as well, where most people generally don't retire in the general sense of the term, you know. They stop doing the job they've been doing for many years and they find something else to do on the side.
I love it when I go around in grab cars and I see these people who retire and they're driving because I've got nothing to do, so I might as well do this.
Right.
I don't think it's about money anymore, but they just want to pass the time and talk to people. Right.
Exactly. That's exactly what my dad is doing right now. Now, he retired maybe 15 years ago, I want to say, close to 15 years ago, and he was just sitting at home watching CNN and watching sports and calling in every time, you know, we made a mistake on air or something like that. But recently, And recently he's discovered Grab and he started driving for Grab. And, you know, he's up by 7 a.m. and out of the house.
Yeah.
You know, he has a bit of breakfast and he's out of the house. He comes back in the afternoon, enjoys a nice nap and has plenty of stories to tell us as soon as we come home from work because he's met, you know, a ton of exciting people and new people, and that's really something that's given him new purpose in life.
And he gets out your mother's hair.
Yes, that too. It's good for my mom too.
Okay, that's the question we're asking you folks. So, you know, at what age do you want to retire? What age do you plan to retire? And for you, what does that retirement actually mean? Let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We'll get to some of your messages very shortly. Some music to take us into the break. It is CCR with It Came Out of the Sky. We'll be back in just a few minutes here on BizBytes on BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. Today we're talking about retirement plans, or if you have any. Does anybody have any? Does anybody? Frida's nodding. Mm. Audrey, you're nodding?
No.
No?
No.
I've kind of got some. Well, there you go. What we're asking, though, is at what age do you intend to retire? And for some of you, what does retirement even mean for you? Because we've been speaking about this Japanese doctor. He lived to the ripe old age of 105 and worked until he was 100 years old, often working 18-hour days to get through the day, and it still enjoyed it until, you know, until he had to stop working. Now, of course, we have a prime minister who's far into his 90s, who's still working. We've got a little clip, actually, and he's said this many, many times. Let's have a listen to him.
What advice can you give to all of us? How do we stay focused? We say fit.
When you reach retirement age, keep on working. First time I became prime minister, it was at the age of 56. That's the age of retirement. I was just beginning. And now I don't have to tell you what my age is.
Which seems to go against everything that everybody really wants in their head, right? Mm. They want to retire early. They want time to do nothing and spend time, I don't know, gardening and looking after pets and their grandchildren, all of that kind of stuff. So we asked you for some feedback. We've got some. We've got some via Twitter. We've got some WhatsApps. And, of course, we have some Insta story messages. We'll pick up on Twitter first with Audrey.
So Lone Ranger Freak says 40, the age of 40. Girl with Good Taste is 45. G.O. says, whenever my retirement fund permits. Mm. But we've got a long one here from Up41 who says, can't afford to retire with rising healthcare costs, which equates to boleh mati but can't fall sick. Mm. The dropping ringgit due to import inflation, low interest rate, poor returns on savings and investments. Other than those in the top income group, not many can retire. Most will work until they drop or are fired.
There you go.
Sad, but a lot of truth to that. Maggie Best said, praying hard I don't have to retire ever like that Japanese doctor. Was in retirement for about a year at the age of 45. And when I got back to work, I felt lost. The brain seemed sluggish and reaction was slow. Words would form in my mind, but the repartee was no longer as quick as before. Thought process was definitely not as smooth and problem solving took more effort than previously. So God willing, not going down the retirement road again, that feeling of helplessness. You know, like we were just talking about how that sort of fogs your thinking. Right, Eugene says, my retirement plan is to retire from the age of 35. But retirement to me doesn't mean completely jobless. I want to keep doing things when I'm retired with you, which means I would retire with a couple of stable running businesses. Life is so much more than your day job. There's so much to see, learn and do in this world. When I retire, I plan to travel for environmental clarity. By the way, when are you retiring, Rich? And he says, his retirement plan, a jazz bar. Ooh. And we've got one here. He says, recently read the book Ikigai, The Japanese Secret to a long and happy life, which highlighted that we should find a purpose in life beyond our 95 jobs that has an expiration date. One example is a small town in Japan where everyone has a role to play in the town, contributing to community. So when you're doing your job, it's more than just a job. It's purposeful and make you want to do it till you eventually pass on.
All right. Q1 over on Insta Story. He wants to retire at 60. I Am Kif says, if I could, 45 should be my retirement age, provided I have enough investments to rely on. Red Drill says 55. Ang Min Yi says 25. Wow, somebody's optimistic. We have another one for 70 years old. 50. Ju On has said, what? Never. Mayor Cheryl Niza has says 50. And Chris Aru has said 65. So there's a real mixed bag. Go on, Odds.
So I know, Rich, like you have some retirement plans. I'm sure, Frida, you're actually still thinking about it. For me, the thought has never crossed my mind.
Right.
And I don't know if it's just because I just feel like a hamster on a wheel. Like, you know, I just keep churning and I've not actually thought about what will happen when I have to stop. Also, maybe I think that, you know, to afford retirement just feels completely out of reach for now.
Right.
And the other thing, I guess, is just that I don't know if I can stop. I don't know if I'm the kind of person that will that can actually stop working. You know, what would I do at home?
I'll never stop.
Right. And here's the thing. My idea of retirement is not to stop doing anything, right? Mm. It's very simply framed, it's to be doing something that I want to do, which somehow has an income and will be able to support me should and if I need it. Very similar to whoever messaged in just a moment ago saying jazz bar,
yeah.
Right?
Eugene.
So my end goal, if you like, is to have a small little bar somewhere, you know, something that I can kind of sit behind, not necessarily drink, but just be in that environment where people are coming in and you're having conversations and you've constantly got that interaction with people. Right. And, you know, it's somewhere nice and it's warm and it's probably by this is a dream, but... Right. At the end of the day, if you set it as a goal, then it doesn't seem like, oh, I'm retiring and I'm moving away from the world. It's like, this is my phase two. Mm. That's what I want to look at. You know, so that's kind of what my plans are to answer any questions.
Frida, what about you?
No, Eugene says want to collaborate, Rich. For me, I know that I will continuously be working, like same like Richard. You know, hopefully at that point, it's not because I work for the money, but there'll be new things that'll interest me. I will continue to need to find purpose, right, in different stages. Maybe at a later point, it's about more about giving back, that sort of thing, you know, whatever skills I have, you know, and that will be the purpose, right? How are you then leaving that legacy, passing on things, right? The knowledge that you have to the younger generation. I see the sort of thing happening.
Mm. And also just to kind of give yourself a little time to learn new things as well, that perhaps you haven't had the chance to do in your normal work life. Because your work life is taken up day to day by having to know what it is that you need to know for your job. And sometimes there's not enough space to fit other stuff in. You know, I mean, there is, but you can't devote a lot of time to it, I think. And having that ability to just kind of sit down with a coffee almost permanently, you know, gives you the ability to open your mind and absorb new stuff.
Here's the thing. I was just comparing what it was like for my granddad when he retired, and he was a former FIFA referee. He was also with the Asian Football Federation, and you know, he spoke like 17 languages, and he was so good at his job. But when he was forced to retire, he just went downhill very quickly after that, you know. But I was thinking, like, if he was around today, he'd be doing something on the side, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure.
Translating, and you know, because we have access to so much part-time and freelancing jobs online today. That was something that was not available to him during his time. So I think we are living in an age right now where we don't have to, there's no such thing as forced retirement,
right?
You know, there's no such thing as we can't find something to do that can bring us income, you know, once we are a bit older. There's so many opportunities today.
I mean, and that the possibility of people who do just want that thing of not doing anything, that's still there should you want to be doing that. Nobody's saying, you know, you have to go off and find yourself a job, you know, with Grab or whatever. Do that if you want to do it, you know. But if you want to be one of those people who wants to sit on your bum for a while, I don't think anybody will say, no, you can't do that, or tell you it's shameful to do that, because some people genuinely want to do that. And I think you'd be supported in that decision should you be able to afford to do that.
Yeah, also remember we did a piece on BizBytes about how more entrepreneurs are cropping up post-retirement. So, you know, they hit 60 or they hit 65 and all of a sudden they have this lump sum of cash and they've always had this thing that they've wanted to do at the back of their heads, right? And so they finally, you know, put their cash and put their time into it, and they are actually some of the more successful entrepreneurs of our time.
I've already worked out how I'll be working for 2 months and holidaying for a month. And that, you know, so that I'll experience every season.
Okay.
That's already part of the plan.
That works for me. You know, see, I could go over the UK and have 6 months over there during the nice-ish weather, and then back over here for the rest of the 6 months where it's always nice-ish weather. Right, time for a break. We've got music coming up in a sec from the Travelling Wilburys with Heading for the Light. But if you'd like to get in touch with us and, you know, tell us, at what age do you hope to retire and do you intend to retire? And for you, what does retirement actually mean? Let us know. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We'll be back in just a few moments on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.